So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher here. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode of Cashflow Investing Secrets. This is the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. Thank you so much for the support on my new book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments. I really appreciate all of the fantastic emails that I'm getting and text messages, and folks are really loving this book. You could grab a copy at cashflowninja.com/21niches. When you grab a copy of the book, I'm going to give you access to a digital version of the book, an audio version of the book, a curated library where I share interviews where Cashflow Ninjas talk about the niches inside of the book. And then also I'm going to give you access to more bonus features. That's at cashflowninja.com/21niches. In today's episode, I want to talk about supply chain issues and the current supply chain crisis. I want to give you some of my best insights, ideas, and thoughts as we see this unfold. So at the time of recording, in the United States, and this is across the world too, but specifically in the United States, there's a lot of medical mandates now being enforced, whether it is government agencies and different departments in the government, or whether it is certain essential services like our healthcare workers or policemen and women or firemen and women, or corporations with 100 employees or more. They are now facing health mandates. And the time is basically, they're running out of time, essentially, on getting this done. Interesting fun fact, too, that there isn't a law yet on the books that corporations of that have 100 employees or more should have these medical mandates in place. There's no law, there's no signed mandate or that of any kind, but there's been two press conferences where the president has shared that this is what they're requiring corporations of 100 employees or more to do. So it just shows you how much misinformation and just pure propaganda is constantly now just being thrown out on media platforms. But essentially, you have the medical mandates, right? And the result of that is that you're now forcing people to do certain things which may not be aligned with their principles and their values. And in the United States especially, there is a very, very strong principle and value of freedom, individual sovereignty, and freedom, and the freedom to choose, and the freedom to make the decisions which is in the best interest of yourself and your family, and then also allowing other people to make the best decisions for themselves and their families, whether it's the same decision that you made or not, right? It's just respected. That's how it's worked up until now. That's how a free society operates. I do what's the best for myself and my family. You do what's the best for you and your family. And if it's different than mine, the decision that I made, then we respect each other's decisions, and we still coexist and live in the society. That's how it's always operated. So when you force a lot of folks that have a principle and a value and a belief system of freedom and desiring freedom, you're gonna run into some issues. So at the time of recording, the initial numbers was 20-30% of all workers and people that are employed are just simply not going to go along with the mandates. So they're going to resign their jobs, or they're going to be they're going to be let go. It seems that in some industries or in some sectors and some departments within governments, whether it be federal, state, or local, the number is much higher, right? But essentially, let's just say on a conservative, just on a conservative estimate, that 20 to 30% of people are not going to go along with it, and they will no longer participate in the workforce, then you're going to lose 20 to 30% of people working. That's a very, very big number. That's a third, basically, of your workforce that's gone. That is going to have a severe impact on any economy. And this is a massive economy, the United States, the biggest economy in the world, still last time I checked. And it's a country of 30 million people. This is going to have an enormous, enormous economic impact in every part of your life. This is one thing, right? So the one thing is the health mandates, part one. 20 to 30% of your workforce is gone. Let's just say 30% of your workforce is gone. The second part of it, part two, is that a lot of ships, and this was in the news headlines, was just basically waiting to get into the harbor in Los Angeles or on the West Coast, right? There was a lot of ships just at sea that couldn't come in to deliver goods and services. You know, the global economy, there's a lot of movement, whether it's through the air, whether it's on the oceans. There's a lot of movement of goods and services across the world. And all of a sudden, you had this massive bottleneck now of shipments coming in, and specifically the West Coast, because that made a lot of news headlines. So now you've got big, big, big problems there, because we got a bottleneck now, and goods and services aren't flowing necessarily into the U.S. economy as they did, which now a lot of folks are sharing could be a massive problem, because we're going to run into huge supply chain issues and massive, massive shortages when it comes to products and services. So there's two things at play here. And of course, the third thing that I'll add to this isn't just, you know, beginning now. You're now, I mean, we are now almost at the end of 2021. So this has been going on now for almost 2 years, where you've been in a situation where there's been massive, massive disruption globally to the economy, you know, because of draconian government interference, lockdowns, restrictions, regulations, and much, much more. I mean, add your favorite draconian government piece to this. So it's been going on already for almost 2 years, and now you've got really two big things happening that could really, really, really just put us over the edge with regards to a massive, massive crisis. So if it was just these two things happening in an isolated situation, it would already be a big deal. But you're inserting these health mandates and these bottlenecks in global shipping and distribution. You're inserting this into an environment that's already been massively, massively disrupted, where economies have already been disrupted, where supply chains have already been disrupted, where businesses have already been disrupted throughout the economy. So I just wanted to share with you how I'm looking at this. So how is this going to affect you? Let's get down to the brass tacks, right? How does this impact you? How is this going to affect you? Well, it will, because every single part of your life will essentially be affected in some way, shape, or form. You know, we've shared within our community that no one's coming to save you. You need to be able to take care of yourself and your family and your business and your investments. So you're going to see massive, massive shortages of goods and services. You're going to see prices spike incredibly of goods and services. And you're not going to have access to certain things that you've taken for granted. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's just take healthcare, for example. If 20 to 30%, let's just say 30% of healthcare workers are no longer working, and the workforce has essentially been reduced by 30%, there's going to be a massive healthcare crisis. So you might not be able to get healthcare or get access to a healthcare worker or a medical professional when you need to. So you need to plan for that. When it comes to protecting yourself and your family, well, what happens, for example, if 30% of the police force is no longer working? And by the way, in the city of Chicago, there was a news article that shared that over 50% of their police force might be resigning and not working and or going on strike. 50%. So you need to take proactive action and take care or have the things that you need to protect yourself and your family, because you might not be able to get access to someone in law enforcement when you need them to protect and serve you. Same thing with folks that are in the fire department. These are a lot of things that you have to pre-think. And I'm just sharing some ideas here with you because, I mean, I could talk about this for an hour of things that you need to think of. But what I wanted to do in this video is I wanted to just plant the seed with you that you should be thinking of all the things that you have taken for granted that all of a sudden will either no longer be available to you, or if they are available to you, they will cost a lot of money. So by this stage, most people in our community have already prepared when it comes to food, when it comes to emergency food, when it comes to water, when it comes to electricity, when it comes to things that you need to protect you and your family. But you also need to pre-think other things with regards to this. But those are just some thoughts, ideas, and things to think about when it comes to the supply chain crisis, because it's here and it looks like it's done by design intentionally. What else would the outcome be if you're literally putting people in a position that you know that 30 to 40% of people are not going to go along with it, and you're just going to lose 30 to 40% of your workforce, and then you create a bottleneck of shipping boats and shipments coming into the country? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to be the end result of this? So the way that I'm seeing it through my paradigm and worldview is this is all intentional, and it's essentially designed and intentionally done to crash the real economy. So take care of yourself, your loved ones, your family, and your business and your investments. Look at those four areas, what you need to have in place to make sure that you are prepared for anything and everything. Because as I see it, we're going to either not have access to a lot of services that we thought that we would have access to. And if we do have access to products and services, we are going to see a massive, massive increase in prices for it. Appreciate you. Appreciate, again, all the support you've given me for the book. You could grab the book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches. It's available on Amazon, or you could grab it at cashflowninja.com/21niches. That's 21 niches. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.